Megyn Kelly roasts MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, so over her effing bullshit. By Olivia Rondo on November 22, 2024. Megyn Kelly roasted MSNBC anchor Mika Brzezinski's apparent hypocrisy for portraying herself as Miss Champion, Miss Feminist, despite having appeared in a Razzie magazine photo shoot with her co-host husband, Joe Scarborough, in 2012, and even recreated her pose. While speaking with Sky News host Paul Murray this week, Kelly slammed the Morning Joe co-host as an idiot who is constantly lecturing us about women's rights, like she's progressive. They were on the cover of, was it, New York Magazine? 10 years ago, Kelly said, though it was actually a 2012 Vanity Fair cover. You have a picture of the two of them where Joe Scarborough is like in a power pose and she is up there on the desk like this. The conservative podcast host said, as she climbed up onto her desk and kicked her leg in the air to mock Brzezinski's risque pose. I'm so over her fucking bullshit about her women's rights and empowerment and rapist this, Kelly added. You're full of shit and we all know it. Brzezinski and Scarborough have recently landed themselves in hot water with their fellow liberals after meeting with President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend despite their previous claims that the Republican had gone full-on Hitler. The number of Morning Joe viewers dramatically dipped after the hosts admitted on their broadcast that they went to Trump to restart communications between them on their broadcast, Breitbart News reported. Fellow MSNBC host Katie Fung posted to Blue Sky shortly after the news of the meeting was publicized, normalizing Trump is a bad idea. Period. Fung's post was widely perceived to be a response to Scarborough and Brzezinski, CNN reported. Democrat political consultant Chuck Rocha said, I think Joe and Mika just don't want to be audited on CNN's Monday broadcast of News Night. During the same show, commentator Jeff Jarvis claimed the Morning Joe couple's bended knee was a betrayal of the staff at MSNBC who do still criticize Donald Trump, who now feel that they are in some jeopardy because of that, because he has threatened the press.